Thank you for holding. Is this Robert?
It is.
Hey, Robert. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's been a good morning so far. It's kind of busy, but it's a good problem.
Yeah, that's a good problem to have.
Yeah. Rather be too busy than not busy enough. So I got the coffee going, and Tara's asking me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were reaching out to you today?
Yeah, and it actually, I thought it was kind of ironic because me and my partner, we're actually in the process of ramping up our marketing and advertising at this time, and we're looking at several different companies that offer, kind of similar services that you guys are going to be offering.
Mm-hmm.
But she said something about the top three spots
on the Google
page as soon as you pop up.
Were they able to verify that they were actually Google partners?
They post the, I don't know if they're actual partners with Google or if they just post the ad, like a sponsored ad on Google, and then you have to rank it up through Google.
Pay-per-click.
Yeah, pay-per-click is more or less what it is. And
gotcha.
Right now I'm partnered with Angie Leads and Home Advisors, and it sounded
like
all
that
right at first, and
yeah,
it's just been a headache. I mean, with as many, it's just like a mass lead site, more or less, and they just feed you all these leads, and you got to use paper lead, and
yeah,
that's not really what we're looking for. I mean, I don't have the time to constantly be answering the phone, constantly be doing this and that, and paying for leads that, don't go through.
Yeah, that was the big one. When you first start a business, that's why I was so curious. I was like, how do you like that? Those guys, they're one of the largest purchasers, actually, of Google advertising in the United States. They pay Google, almost $10 million every month in order to have themselves show up on the first page all over the country. But the problem, you're right, like you're saying, is they sell the lead to three or four of you at a time, and they're charging you even when you don't get it.
Yeah, because I could be doing a job and 15 minutes go by, and that first 15 minutes that comes through, that's your crucial point. You have to make contact with that customer or that client in order to get ahead of your competition.
Well, sometimes it's not even your fault. They'll send you the lead an hour late, and then they tell you, oh, you didn't call it fast enough. Or they'll send you the lead a day later. I've dealt with so many different things. If you go to there's a site about it. It's called FTC versus Home Advisor. It's on the federaltradecommission.gov. Mm-hmm. I mean, those guys, they were just ordered in January to pay back $17.5 million. It was ridiculous.
Oh, really? I'm going to have to look into that because you can pause your leads through them, and I've paused them for two or three days, and it'll auto-unpause and send me leads, and I'm get charged three or four leads right off the bat, and I'm not even know it,
Yeah, I know how that is. I've worked with a lot of people who have used that service, and, usually once they make the switch to the Google advertising, they're a lot happier with people being able to just call them directly as a live call, not having to pay per lead or worry about what their bill's going to look like at the end of the month,
Right, yeah, right.
So. Anyway, we'll get you past that. If you're going to work, or if you're going to do first page placement on Google, or if that's what you're aiming for, the only for sure way to obtain it is to, work with a Google partner where it's not pay per lead or click or call, right? It's a Google Places placement. Anybody can do Google Ads. You can call Google. You could sign up for Google Ads yourself if you know how to maintain the campaign. Could be very time consuming. Mm-hmm. And could be very expensive if you don't know how to maintain the campaign. So just food for thought. They also have that Google Guarantee program, which is Google's newest program, where they do have a listing for excavating contractors. And, you could pay per lead kind of like Home Advisor, except for they designed it to be the best lead gen in the world. It was designed to kind of beat them out, the Home Advisor by Angie stuff. Basically that one is, the leads are handed to you live with the person on the line, and it's not actually charged unless you set an appointment to go out there and quote them on the job.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's a good program. What a lot of my guys do is they'll start out with a local listing, and then, you know, if they hire some people or they want to expand later on, we grow them into Google Ads or Google Guarantee. But you really want to have a good amount of money if you're going to do pay-per-lead or pay-per-click. You know, the most cost-efficient is these local listings here next to the map. Taro said you were asking about how you rank.
Yeah. Do you guys... I know with Google, you have to rank yourself up. Obviously, you have to get, you know, credibility and reviews and stuff like that. And in turn, you know, that people that click on it, obviously you get moved up in ranking because more people are choosing you. So that Google wants to put you first because you're, you know, you end up spending more from what I understand.
Well, yeah, I mean, so on Google Ads, there's like a bidding system per click. Like if you're willing to pay $2 per click and your competition's only paying $1 or $1.50, you'll show up above them. It's not so much your reviews. It's just them trying to maximize the money that they're getting for those clicks, you know?
Right.
This placement, the Google Place displacement, it's not actually based on reviews at all. It's not based on website. It used to be like 10 years ago. When it was just focusing on SEO services, but now you could have no website, no reviews. We put you up there. You know, it's just about soliciting space. It's like a paid advertisement. And obviously a lot of guys do that and then they'll get the reviews just from being up there. Right.
Okay. Yeah. That's kind of more or less what I was looking for, what we were looking for. Because the other company, they have several different packages. And they're a smaller company, but they get clients across the United States, and they do have like a basic package, and then they have one that's a little bit more for more of a robust advertising, where they do include the SEO with Google and Facebook ads and stuff. And I've had some Facebook ads, and they don't really pay out like Google would, because I mean, most people, when they're just scrolling through their Facebook, they scroll right over those ads.
That should be an added incentive, not really like a primary service, the Facebook ads. My clients, we give them Facebook ads too, and one of their packages, our Platinum package, but it only makes up like 10-15% of what they get. 90% of it, I feel like, is just Google. But we do also do the directory submissions and the SEO content creation. So you have like Bing, you're on Yelp, you're on Yellow Pages, you're on Amazon Alexa Voice search results, you know. But all those things, I mean, those are just trusted directories by Google. It comes with it. But I have a lot of guys that opt out of it. You know what I mean? Because it's not a requirement to have, you know, it's just putting you up there to say, hey, I have all my bases covered. Now I don't have to worry about paying another bill to these other things or getting on those things. You know, I know if somebody's searching on one of those other platforms, they're going to find me, but it's a small portion of your clients, and the ones that are actually ready to make a move more than likely just pull out their smartphone, type in excavating contractor and click to call one of you guys. You know what I mean?
Okay. Now, do you guys do, is it just the land clearing, or is there a way that you guys can put in there, like hardscapes and landscape stuff like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it falls within the same industry, business category.
Yeah.
And we give you 15 keywords at a time. The keywords are also interchangeable. You have a tracking system, so you can monitor your return on investment. And if you ever notice through the tracking system, there's the Google Analytics system. So if you ever notice like some keywords or services are getting searched more than others, you call in and we can swap them out for you too. So that way we're making sure we're getting the most exposure phone calls from it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, that's definitely good. You want to make sure we're on top of it, you know. We obviously stay on top of it ourselves, but we always tell the clients like, hey, just to make sure that your marketing dollars being spent properly and that you're happy, you know, stay on top of it. You know, you log into that tracking system, you could see everything that we're doing for you. But our services are month to month, so we try to beat you to the punch. We're like, the only way we're getting paid is if you're getting paid. So we get in there and it's like, okay, if we see that this is working, we'll contact you and say, hey, you know, we recommend maybe we do this, and I think we can get your phone ringing a little bit more. Yeah. You know, we want to maximize
it. Okay. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I like the sound of it so far. So what all you guys offer, I mean.
Yeah, so there's a discounted pricing structure that Tara requested actually for you. She wanted me to put you on a specific package. I think she texted you the pricing page before she sent you over to me. if you go to your text.
Let me look here and see. My phone's been ringing here. Let's see. Get pulled up.
Yeah, that badge is live linked to google.com/partners too. We're a premier partner, so we're actually the highest rated Google partner in the industry. We're calling you out of Orange County, California.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. They're right across the street from us, like literally. But yeah, so the packages that she asked me, or the package, I should say, that she asked me to put you on is the Platinum that's normally advertised for $599. But she asked me to reduce the price to $299, which is the essential package cost, because your company was doing like Home Advisor and some other things, or Home Advisor by Andy.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like, I think if we can get this guy's foot in the door, we could put ourselves in position to work together long term. Basically, she's thinking like, you know, if you get to see the difference between what we do here versus what you're using now, that you'll choose us as the long-term solution, and then, you know, we'll end up making back anything that we lose in the beginning, getting it started up. So it'd be $299, and then you'll see in the bottom, there's usually a setup fee and like a two-month contract.
Yeah.
So if you come on board with us today, I would waive the setup fee.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, you cut out. Sound like you were. Oh.
Okay.
Sorry, I feel like I'm cutting you off, or there's a delay in the line. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's showing the Platinum here. I'm seeing. Is that correct?
Yep.
It's showing
Platinum bundle.
Showing $1,100.
Oh, no. So that one's Platinum Premier. That one has Google Places plus Google Ads on top of it. Scroll down. There's some more packages down there. You'll see local SEO plus Facebook ads. It'll have, like, the Google Places placement starting out as the main product.
Okay, Google Places, Bing, SEO content creation.
Yep, that's the one.
Facebook. Okay. What's the difference between that Platinum there and the Premier Platinum, or Platinum Premier?
Right, so the Platinum that we're talking about listing you on would put you on the first page with guys like McKinney Excavating, like next to the map there.
Mm-hmm.
This other one is going to put you at the top of the screen with the sponsor tab, doing the pay-per-click, kind of like those other guys were talking about doing. And so the reason that one's so much more expensive is because that budget goes directly into those clicks. So, like, you'll set aside about $300 to $350 worth of clicks starting out with that package. And that package is paid for 2 months. That's why it says $1,098. It's normally, like, $549 per month. You actually pay it 1 month at a time. So you wouldn't pay the whole $1,000.
Okay.
Yeah, but it comes with that, and then we start with that budget, and you're able to evaluate it. If you overspend on your budget, you'll rotate off the first page, though, so that's the thing. If you use $350 worth of clicks in, like, 3 weeks, then your ad's down for that last week until your budget renews for the next month, you know?
Oh, okay, yeah. So
yeah, so that's kind
Platinum,
of the kicker.
The Platinum that we were talking about, the $599, I think is what it is. Is it pay-per-click?
No. Google Places is not pay-per-click. That's the beauty of it. You don't pay-per-click or call or lead. It's just that flat rate. You're up there and all day, the customers click on you all day long. You know, they could call you all day long. Your bill doesn't change. So you get 100 leads out of it, 200 leads out of it, your bill's the same.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what my customers usually prefer. I mean, a lot of times people actually prefer to click on those local guys, too, because they know you're local. People who run pay-per-click campaigns or ads, they could be, like, 50 miles away and just running it in this area because Google's telling them it's a high-traffic area, you know?
Right, yeah. And I've been doing a lot of research in different counties around me, and a lot of the customers, a lot of the more high quality customers, I'll put it, are up in like Blount County and Knox County. I mean, there's some down in this region, and then the next you know, high quality customer region is down towards like Chattanooga and stuff. Just because in between smaller, lower income area.
Right.
Which problem I've run into with Angie's is they're sending me people in this generalized location. Not a whole lot of, more or less it's just more, you know, kind of like dead call. They're just calling to get a price. Either they don't like the price or they don't have the money just yet, you know, stuff like that. That's been a problem I've been running into, and I'm not the only one that's run into that problem. There's been several contractors that have run into that problem and, you know, kind of in this area. So, you guys, like with this package right here, it's just a flat $5.99 month to month.
That's the normal pricing. So if you come on board with us today, it's $2.99, Robert, out the door. But you're getting the platinum package. So in your service agreement that I send you in writing, it'll have everything in that platinum bundle.
Okay.
And then reoccurring each month. Yeah, it'll stay $2.99.
Oh, okay. So it'll stay $300 month to month if I signed up today.
Exactly. That's the incentive. And the reason we're doing that is because, like I said, we want to get our foot in the door, get you profitable, though. We need to be able to offset whatever might have set you back on HomeAdvisor by Angie, because if your business isn't profitable, then we're going to lose you. You know what I mean? We don't want that. We need a healthy company in order for us to get paid, right? So, obviously, we want to get in there and show good return. If I know that these guys are able to afford the campaigns, like when I look at how McKinney is performing with their Google Places placement, I'm like, okay, if they could afford it at $5.99, you shouldn't have any problem affording it at $2.99 month to month.
Yeah.
That's about half the rate. But the goal would be, obviously, to work with you long term, or maybe even upgrade, you know, to like a 6 month or a year prepay at some point.
Yeah, that's something I like doing. With this other company that I've been looking at, I think Google Ads, because you have to pay for their services, and then you have to pay for a Google budget on top of their services month to month.
Right.
And we were budgeting for like around like probably like $1,200 a month just to run the Google Ads, but that was pay per click.
Right.
This isn't
that's the only thing they could offer you. You have to have like a premier partner in order to get Google Places placements. So that's why I started the conversation with that. Like I was like, oh, is it a Google partner? You know? Because we didn't even have a position available for Google Places until today. And that's why my reps started calling out on it. When a spot opens up, they give us a qualified candidates list, and then my reps like Tara, they just start calling out on that list until we close out that spot. So it was like, oh, you were talking to people previously about this? And then it came to make sense once you told me they were focusing on Google Ads. I was like, oh, okay. Not one of our
I think that's definitely right up our – you know, this is definitely what we're looking for sure. And at that price, I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer. And
websites
you
included,
too. Oh, okay. Do you guys build the website, or do we have to build it, or how's that work?
Yeah. Well, we customize it, but with your input, and then we also provide hosting, too. So basically, there's a client interview for everybody. Sorry.
Is it got to it, like, you know, the key clicks on it, you know, at the top of the screen. People, as soon as they go to the website, they either don't look to it or they look for a phone number or email or something along those lines.
Well, your Google Business profile is actually what they see first. So we create your Google Business profile and list it, and then what they're seeing on that first page is a condensed version of your Google Business profile. So, I mean, they could call you without even visiting the website if they tap on the phone icon. If they tap on the little globe that says website, then it'll navigate them to the site. So a lot of times, you know, that's why I was telling you, we could list people without a site. Some people just have a call button and they still get calls because their Google Business profile says that they've been, you know, Google verified and, you know, checked by Google, and then, you know, there's a call button there. So they just kind of trust it a lot of the time. But I'll send you an example of the website. It's fully customizable. So, you know, you could put links on it. You could put a payment method on there, contact us profile. You could put videos, photos, logos, unlimited amount of pages. It has a responsive design. So it's designed to automatically shape to fit the size of the device that your potential clients are searching on. So It's a very solid site.
Okay.
It's worth a lot more than $299, let me tell you. But, yeah, we have graphic designers in-house, so you'll go into a fine interview.
So you guys are a big company, so you can you can off with the amount of contractors that you deal with. I mean, from what I'm understanding.
Yeah. Currently, we have over 20,000 active clients throughout the United States, but we've been in business since 2004. So it's that's just counting the small to medium sized businesses, not the large corporations that have multiple locations.
Okay.
We're able to streamline everything. So we have a specialist in everything. Like when you do the platinum package, you get Facebook ads in that package too. And like we have Meta certified technicians. Like there's a whole department of them that focus on our clients' Facebook ad campaigns. And like when you sign up for Google ads, that's a whole other department. And then like the website is a whole other department, and that's our graphic design team. So they're all going to be working on an individual thing on your profile. But we're able to just kind of bundle it into one package for you guys. That way it's cost efficient. And then because we have so many of you guys going, we're able to do it that way.
Right. Okay. So you have the Google ads, the Facebook ads. I'm writing this stuff down. Sorry.
It's the Platinum Bundle. So you're not doing Google ads, though. You're doing Google Places, just to be clear. They're different types of placement, but they're on the first page. Yeah. So the package you're on would be Google Places. You'll have Bing Local, which they have like top five guys there instead of the three like you see on Google. And then the 60 online directories if you opt into it. So you have the choice if you want to use them or not. But those are like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. There's Merchant Circle, Manta, AOL, All Pages, Amazon Alexa. There's 60. There's a lot, you know. I'm not going to go blue in the face here. But we send you the agreement in writing, and then in your tracking system, you also will be able to see all of them and access them and view them. And then that tracking system comes in the form of a downloadable app to your mobile device so you can carry it around with you and monitor it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me get this right here. So all of that, you know, the Google Places, the Bing, everything in this Platinum is all included at no extra expense to the $299 a month, correct?
Correct. Yep, and I waive the setup fee.
Okay, so I won't have to pay for any advertising, any extra advertising on any of those, right?
Nope, unless you initiate it, or, you know, we talk about, like, Google Ads or Google Guarantee in the future, but as it sits right now, I mean, as long as you run it this way month to month and you stick with us, it'll just stay $299, and then unless we have a conversation later, that changes that.
So, okay.
Nothing will change without your consent. Yeah.
Okay. Like the sound of that. Let's see here. I had another question. I can't remember here. I've gotten sidetracked.
It's okay. I'm multitasking myself.
We are very interested in this right here. This is a lot more appealing. Now, what is
if you compare it to what you're doing now, it'd be a no-brainer.
Oh yeah.
Oh, sorry. What were you saying?
I was gonna say I can pay, you know, like 6 months at a time if I wanted to, or.
Yeah. So I mean, so let me actually pull this up for your service area, what a six-month agreement would look like, because I have to get a six-month agreement with the way I discounted your campaign. Otherwise, it's just going to be – I don't think you'd really save any money if I did the six-month agreement with the traditional pricing structures. So let me just see what I could do here. Okay, go billing. All right, let me go Platinum. Let me go Wave Setup Fee. Wave All Additional Fees. Okay, yeah. So this will save you about $300. If you do a 6 month, it'll save you about $300. We have a 6 month. Oh, no, this one's with Google Ads. Hold on. Let me find with... Okay. It'll actually save you $500. So we have a 6-month prepay that I could do with this package with the Google Places, Facebook ads. So it's the regular Platinum, not the Platinum Premier. And it's $1,300. So at $299 over 6 months, you're slated to pay about $1,800. So that'll save you about $500, almost $100 a month, actually. That's pretty crazy. And it's already a discounted pricing structure. And then they have a 12-month prepay, too. I don't know if you want to entertain that, but I'll just throw it out there for you. That one's $2,500.
$2,500 for 12 months?
Yeah, so that actually saves you $1,100 over the course of the year because you're paying $299 or almost $300. So times 12, that's like you'd be paying $3,600 normally. So $25 is well over $1,000 that it saves you throughout the year.
Yeah, I really do like that. Yeah, definitely, especially if all of this is included and all I'm having to come out of pocket is just, you know, the $299 essentially. And I don't have to pay for advertising. You know, it's just automatically somebody searches in one of those keywords, pops our business up on the first page, you know, right at the top, and they see that, you know, people are going to click on it.
Yeah, I mean, Google advertising has been the most profitable form of advertisement for the last 15 years. It's not unknown.
Yeah.
There's no better way to market your business. It's, you know, it's almost like having a magic leprechaun pop up every time somebody thinks about excavation and they're going, good earthworks. that's the only way I can think about it.
I know you guys are wanting to fill this spot today, and I'm almost certain that we're going to go with this today. Mm-hmm. I do need to speak to my business partner, though, and because we are going to ramp up our marketing within the next 30 days, whether it be today or in the next, you know, 30 days or so. But this right here is a no-brainer. You said, I do want to speak with them before I pull the trigger on this to make sure they're on board because we're business partners and I don't want to leave them out of the circle.
Oh, no, I agree. Yeah, you shouldn't do that. But what I was going to suggest is, like, basically, once I hang up with you, they're going to send me the next pre-screen company. But obviously, they can't do that if I'm on the line. Do you want to put me on hold and give them a call?
Yeah. Can give me just a second here. Let me call them real fast, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
Give me just a second. Hey, John, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still with you. I was just reading you some of your reviews.
Hey, thanks. Let's see here. They're on board with it.
I figure they would. His name's Cole, right? I saw some good reviews about him. Yeah.
Yes, that's... Yeah. I think we're going to do... Let's do the month-to-month right here.
Okay.
Right now, at least for 30 days to see how this runs, see how it goes. And then if it is paying off within this first 30 days, would that six-month deal right there that you gave me, would that still be available to go forward with, you know, or maybe even 12 months?
I mean, normally no, but you know what? If you call me directly, I'll work something with you. Let me, send you my direct. Yeah, I'm going to text it to you right now. It's the same as our customer service line. You just got to hit extension 544.
635-6225, extension 544.
Mm-hmm. And okay. We do ask, when you sign up for the services, even though we're offering you a month-to-month campaign, we do ask that you try it for at least 2 months. I've removed the part where it's like required. You know, it normally says 2 month contract, so you could still get out of it after a month if you don't want to do it, but we recommend that you try it for at least 2 months before you evaluate it for return on investment, mainly because, well, Facebook ads gets up and running really quickly, but the Google campaign for Google Places, you have to be advanced verified. So they like send a postcard to you in the mail, takes about 5 to 7 mm-hmm. days to get. So it's not like you're going to be up there tomorrow, you know? There's a little 5-digit number on the back of the pin that we need from you. And then also they ask you for a series of photos. Like if you have like license, insurance, they want you to send that in, like photos of a work vehicle, an invoice, the workplace, things like that. Obviously if you're missing some of that stuff or like you do business from home, you know, that's fine. We're not going to display these things to the general public. It's just for them to give you your advanced verification badge, and that's what's going to actually have you listed above that, the other people. And you'll keep that accreditation. That's a huge credibility factor that you'll keep, like even if you left our services later, you'll still have all your reviews, your Google business profile, Google verified business. You just won't be on the first page anymore. But I just felt like I should definitely fully disclose that to you before signing up with the month-to-month campaign.
Yeah. What about the could you send that stuff that you just told me about? Could you send that to me in a text or in an email?
What?
Is that about the Google Advanced Verification badge?
Oh, yeah. So we usually send them in an email anyway. Everybody that, you know, obviously you signed up, you have to fill it out. So we send it to you. What's your email address?
Landclearing23@gmail.com.
Landclearing23@gmail.com. All right, let me go back to this thread here. And then boom, where is it right here? So action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Send email. All right, email was sent successfully. Okay, go to your email.
Let it load here.
Okay, yeah, it's going to take a second probably. There's a hyperlink in there too. It's super cool. It makes it like really easy on you. You just click on that and then you can like upload file and then you can go to your camera roll or you can take the picture live and snap the picture and it sends over right there on the form.
Okay.
Yeah, it's one of those. Yeah, it's pretty simple. I mean, you guys are young, so it's different, you know? I have to go through this with, like, 80-year-old guys that own roofing companies for, like, 40 years. So, yeah, it's, and there's not anything there that's going to, like, hold you back from getting your placement. Like I said, it's just a credibility factor. And I think you already have a lot of that stuff, though, right? You already have license, insurance.
Yeah, we have all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it asks for, like, tools and equipment. work vehicle with license plate. You can cover the number. It just, they just want to see like the state, make and model of the back of the vehicle. Business license, insurance, business card, if you have one, business registration, if you have it, invoice, and then photo of the workplace.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I thought it came. Sorry.
No, it hasn't come yet.
Okay. I'm going to send it again. You can get three of them.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Emailed up.
You said land clearing, right? LandClearing23 at gmail.com?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's where I sent it.
Yeah, I've gotten
land clearing.
Gotten two text messages here from you, but I haven't emailed you.
Oh, it might have texted you the link to the Google verification, actually. Usually when we send them via email, it automatically... Oh, yeah, it sent it automatically to your text, too, when I tried to email it to you. Yeah, that's the same link right there, where it says to get your business profile verified, and then you click on that link, and that's the form right there. Yeah, it's just, that was weird. I put in your email, and I sent it to your email. It said it went there twice, but it also automatically texted you. Well, I actually have your account set up to receive text and emails at the same time. So
yeah, I think that's what it is. I think it's that business account is not linked to my phone number just yet. It's linked to my personal email with Google already.
Gotcha. So you have to log into that one separately, maybe?
Which account? Let's see here.
Yeah, that's in your text, though. That's the same thing. That's in your email. It's in your text. But you do want to verify your email because that's where I'm going to send your invoice. I'll also send the outline of the agreement. In writing to that email, so that way you have it on file, everything in that platinum package for
$299. Okay. Upload business license, insurance documentation, upload picture of business card, business registration, picture invoice, picture workplace. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So usually it's just people getting back to us with that, and then their PIN verification. That slow things down. So Google tells us, quote you 30 to 45 days, but most of our guys, they get up there a lot sooner. You know, it's really just about the responsiveness of you getting those documentations in and then that PIN verification letter in the mail.
Okay.
All the
labor.
So
once
we start working on it all right away. Like, we'll do your client interview, like, later today or tomorrow, depending on what your schedule looks like. Usually they ask for, like, an hour to sit down with you. It only takes, like, 30 to 40 minutes, though. And then they'll go over, like, all your keywords, the service area that you're targeting, the website, how you want that to look, you know, and then we start working on everything right away. We'll get the domain, start working on the site, send out your PIN verification. We do all the legwork on it. By the time your PIN comes in and you send us all those photos needed for verification, you know, we'll be good to go. We'll have everything that we need.
Okay. Well, that's good. So once that stuff comes in and I get it back to you, that's when I'll be... on the first page.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. But they tell us, because the reason they say, oh, try it for at least 2 months is because, you know, the first month you have to go through this setup period. So that's going to eat up like 1 to 2 weeks, just getting everything up and running, you know? So they're like, okay, you only have a small amount of time to evaluate it. The kind of work that you do, though, you know, I mean, one excavation job is going to offset it for the next 6 months or a year if you guys are cherry picking them. So it'll make sense for you. You know, it's not going to be hard to show you return on investment even with that couple of weeks, but that's kind of like a blanket statement that they have us throw out there for everybody that we sign up, because not everybody's an excavation contractor. Some of them, they need like 3 or 4 in order to offset $599, you know, for the package, which would normally cost for you at half price at $299, and the kind of work that you do, you should be able to easily offset it in the first month, no problem.
For sure. I'm not worried about that. I've had some bad encounters with some advertising in the past, and it's just, you know, I spend, you know, 2 or 3 times this right
not
here.
Not home advisors. If you give it the 2 months, I'm telling you, you'll never use anything else. It'll be your last stop. We're actually covering all your other bases online, too, so you shouldn't have any other bills floating around. We'd be your one-stop shop for everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good, yeah. And then the website, I had a question about that. Is it just like a generic, like one page landing website, or is it, you know, like a multiple page, or how?
I say an example. It's unlimited pages. It's a custom website design.
Okay, let me go back here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's got a drop down menu and a contact us where.
Yeah, and like that's a very generic version of a My Site, right? Because it's just a demo, but it's fully like customizable. Like you can put unlimited amount of pages. You could have a tab in there for each individual service you provide with like videos, photos. You know, it's the whole nine. And then it's got a responsive design too for whatever device you're searching on. The actual site, our company site that I sent you, the landing page or like the pricing page on, that's a My Site. That's that we customized for our own company. So it had like all our pricing and everything on there.
Let me ask you this. On this one, this My Site demo, the contact section right here. Now, does that get sent directly to me, or is that tracked in the system?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Both. Yeah, it's both. So it goes straight to your email. You get an email notification like, hey, you just got a lead. And if you click on it in your email, it'll still show you all the information. And then obviously if you click on the little tab for your app, it'll actually navigate you over to your app version of it. And you can go in there and call it from there and see what they were looking for. Yeah, it just helps to kind of verify through the app, because then you'll know like that specifically came from Google. It's not somebody it helps you differentiate like the calls that are coming through your regular phone versus what's a potential client in the tracking system. Obviously the contact us stuff they fill out on your website more than likely is going to be from us, but you never know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then those that I pick on, like when they get sent to my email, I don't have to pay for those or nothing, right?
No. There's no lead fees, click fees, call fees. You're doing a Google Places placement. It's not Google Ads or Google Guarantee.
I just wanted to verify that because I was very misconstrued with the Angie's and the Home Advisor stuff, and it has been a nightmare.
So I think that's a lot of the confusion. So like we're a Google partner, so it's like working with Google directly. It's not like we're putting you on our site, promoting ourselves. Most of our clients that we work with don't even, like their customers don't even know they're working with us. It just looks like you're marketing yourself independently up there and they call you directly.
We don't
charge per lead or get in between like, hey, you made this much on the job, you should pay us more. Like, it's none of our business. We just list you up there.
Well, I'm definitely gonna for sure do most likely 2 months for sure, just see how it goes. I'm almost positive. I'm very positive ROI off of this.
That's all that I ask. I'm like, I know if you give it at least 2 months, then I know we're gonna end up working together for a long time. Even though it's a month-to-month service, I more so put it in place so you don't feel like, hey, I know we're trying to fill it today, but I don't want you to feel like, hey, you have to sign up for a whole year for something and you have to commit to it quickly. You know, it's kind of fishy, you know. So that's kind of why I threw that out there and I removed the actual contract from it.
That's why I was asking if you could still work some type of deal like that later on, because I'm almost certain it's going to have a return on investment within 2 months, for no doubt.
100%.
But obviously, try something out before you fully invest on it. But we're in this for a very, you know, the long haul of it, and the numbers that we've seen, you know, and with our down period time, I'm going to say this, you know, it's upwards close to, you know, seven figures.
You're in a good area. You're in a good area with a lot of traffic for what you do. And that, you know, I think our goals are we're on the same page, you know. That's kind of why it's like, okay, we're confident that, hey, if you try it for 2 months, that you're going to end up loving it and we're going to end up working together long term. And that's our goal. And just like you're saying, you're like, hey, you know, I'm looking for something that I'll be able to use long term and just be done with the marketing. You know, you don't want to have to try to figure out this marketing thing every month for the next 5-6 years. You know, you want to have it be just done. Have somebody you know you could trust that you could work with. And that's really what we're investing in. We want to work with you long term. Our company's not really making profit on a $299 platinum package bundle unless you actually make it to like month 4. You know, then we'll start seeing a buck or two. But, you know, so really the goal here is to have it turn into something long term.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I like the sound of this. So Yeah, let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and do that. Let's do the $299, and we can reassess it here in a month or two and see if we can work something out for 6 months or a year.
Okay, sounds good. I sent you my number, so when you're ready for that 6 month or year, just give me a call, and I'll make sure I get you on the same offer that I gave you. So, okay. What's your last name, Robert?
Cutshaw, CutShaw.
Okay. And then I'll add Cole to this, right? He's the co-owner?
Yeah, that's me. My name's Cole.
Oh.
Robert's mom.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, okay. So is it Robert Cole or Cole Robert?
Robert Cole, yeah.
Robert Cole Cutshaw. I like that. Okay. Sorry. So most people call you Cole, though. That's what I saw in the reviews.
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right, and then this phone number is the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. And then the street address they had on file here is a 630 George Street in Athens. Is that accurate?
That's one of the addresses. I can get another one for you. You can put in mine. And is there another one? Can I add multiple ones? I'd like
no,
to add another
one. No. Name, address, phone number, that is one of them per business. If you add another one, it's going to mess up. There's an AI system that reads it, and those are the three most important things, name, address, and phone number. If there's any discrepancies in name, address, and phone number on any of the listings, Facebook, Yelp, even Angie's List and Home Advisor, Google tells us to go in there and fix it, modify it, make sure it all matches up. That's the way they verify that it's all you, rather than, hey, if there's a different address here, we can't verify if this is the same company or not, or if this company is still in business. It just messes with the machine, and you have to get a body on it.
Let me get the exact address for, since the contractor's license is at a different address than what my physical address is. My home is.
Yeah, because once we PIN verify you, then you're PIN verified. You don't want to go through that process again. Anytime you change addresses on there, if I go switch it, then I have to go through that whole verification process again. So you won't be on that first page until we re-verify. So you got to send another 5 digits off the back of it. So we just want to get the one that you're gonna use long term.
Yeah, let's do that. Carol.
Okay.
In here. Might be able to find. I think I even have a picture of our general contractor's license in my phone here.
Mm-hmm. It's always hard to dig through the phone. I know how that is. I got so much stuff, especially the email.
Let's see here. Unfortunately, it is cut off in the picture, so that's awesome.
Yeah.
Let me get here. So I just messaged my partner to send me the address here to put on there, because I'm mainly the one that's going to be answering the phones anyways. But the business license and stuff, I believe, is out of their address right there. And that's what we run everything off of, that address, so if that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, if it's something that you don't want, like, displayed to, I can hide it. So your listings will just have, like, city, state, zip, and business name on there with the number, reviews, and website. They don't have to actually get, like, turn-by-turn directions to it or anything like that.
Yeah, because right now, I mean, all we have really is our yard, like a... We call it a yard, but it's a equipment yard, more or less, is what it is. And it's more or less just like kind of like a vacant lot. And we have structures on it, but it's not an actual storefront business. Like you can go in and buy something, if that makes sense, you know. It's our service yard. That's what we use. But
that's fine. Yeah, I mean. You're in an industry where it's service-based, so you're going to the customer. They're not coming to you. Google doesn't really require us to display your address or anything. They just want it for the PIN verification, and then once the PIN verification is completed, you know, they know you're legit, and they feel comfortable recommending you to people.
Let me see. I just texted them. Let me call them real fast since I still have you on the line
okay.
here and get that.
Yeah. Okay. No problem.
Yeah. Hey, John, I got that address for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's 190 Yosemite Drive.
Yosemite Drive.
North City.
Wait, where is it?
Lenore City, 37771.
Lenore City. Oh, found it. There we go. 377. Okay, perfect. And then I'll hide the address. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Let's do Monday through Friday. Let's do 7:30.